Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From spooky decorations to children's costumes and goodie bags, there's no end to the amount of stuff we buy when it comes to Halloween. But do we really need it all? Here to tell us more about how we can make some sustainable swaps and have a green Halloween, I'm joined by Aaron Murphy, who's programme manager at Rediscover Fashion, which is one of four social enterprises based in the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun in Dublin. And Fionnuala Moran is here, broadcaster and sustainability influencer. You're so welcome. Fionnuala, when you think about this, for even a second, you realise that costumes in particular, they are one-off wears, aren't they? Child wears them, they're gone. They don't want to dress up as the same thing next year. So even if it fits them next year, they don't want to do it.
Yeah, and thankfully we've kind of gotten to grips with this a little bit in Ireland now. So we're coming into Climate Action Week next week. It's the 9th one that we're having with Antashka. So all over the country, I've already seen lots of incredible things where your Tidy Towns Committee, your GAA club, your school, they're organising Halloween costume swaps. So this is a great way for parents to save a little bit of money if the budget didn't go the way they wanted yesterday. And just to keep these things in circulation, because like that, kids grow at a rapid rate. Adults too, a lot of them aren't using their costumes year after year if they are still dressing up. So it is just a good way to see what you already have there and to just get it circulating back in the community. Hopefully you'll also find one that your kids will want at these events as well. And that's just one way that we can cut down on these hugely wasteful purchases if they are only going to be worn once and then discarded.
Yeah, because you've the decorations then as well. And we see them all in the supermarkets. Yeah. There's so many of them. But if you can find a way to get them, the used ones, and you're right, so many community organisations are doing it now. It is really the way to do it, isn't it? It makes total sense.
Absolutely. And my whole thing now, I love Halloween. I'm not coming here and telling everyone. I'm literally
waistcoat.
Here in a little vintage Halloween knit that I found on my holiday. So I will not tell anyone to do it by halves, but there are ways to do it far more sustainably. So basically steer clear of any of the stuff that is going to go in the bin, stuff that is plastic tat, it's not going to last. And maybe if you can do it this way, you have a little bit of storage room, buy the decorations, add one to the collection each year that will last. Things that are sturdier, things that you can put away and bring them back every year, weave some more memories into them and love them. And then eventually you have a huge collection that you can absolutely deck the house in. But it's just not the stuff that's made out of all these petrochemicals. It's really, really bad for the planet. And it's just going straight back into landfill after we've had the bare few days of celebrations hanging it up.
Yeah, you're nodding in agreement there, Aaron, about all of this. It really is. I mean, we have Christmas, of course, as well. But Halloween, I feel, is possibly a bit more wasteful, isn't it?
Well, yeah, with these kind of costumes that are the synthetic kind of one-off buys, they're really, really wasteful, you know. And it's actually like, it's a really magic time of year, you know. It's full of creativity and imagination, and it's such a, like, it's an ancient Irish traditional celebration, you know, and it's a beautiful way to connect back in with that tradition.
Well, it should be, but we're moving more towards the American Halloween, aren't we?
Well, this is it, but to bring it back away from those single-use buys is to kind of create your own costume and slow down and kind of connect in with the special time of year that it is.
So open our eyes then about this and tell us what we can do with the things that we might find in charity shops and so on.
So obviously, kind of, first of all, looking in your own wardrobes and seeing what you might have that could be a costume. So things that are really good to use are like old bed sheets and stuff like that, and maybe old clothes that you can style in a particular way, or, you know, use any kind of upcycling or altering techniques to bring up hemlines, to chop them and make them shorter and make them fit, or turn shirts into waistcoats, or, you know, skirts into capes. Or,
well, that's a great easy one, isn't it? Because that just involves cutting.
Cutting,
really, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, and like, it's brilliant, obviously, to have a sewing machine and sewing skills, but actually you can do so much just with a needle and thread and a bit of imagination, and also scissors. So things like, even if you don't want to go as a particular character, but you want to dress up kind of in Halloween theme, you can do a lot with a t-shirt. So you can cut, like, if you have a black t-shirt, for example, you can cut stencils out of it and make a skull or a skeleton shape and wear a white t-shirt underneath it.
That's a really good idea.
One tip is to not cut the holes too big, because t-shirts stretch much more than you could possibly imagine.
So keep it small when
you're
doing
small.
It.
Keep them small, yeah. And then also you can make t-shirt yarn. There's a really magic kind of way that you can make a continuous strip of t-shirt yarn. And t-shirt is really good because when you cut it, it doesn't fray.
So what are we doing? We're just cutting it into one narrow strip.
I won't try and describe it in words. There are lots and lots of YouTube tutorials on how to make t-shirt yarn. And there's a particular way that you can do it, that it actually becomes a continuous strip. And it's kind of magic in itself.
What are you using that
for? Can use that for like stringing decorations. You can make, if it's white or black or whatever color, you can make actually like a cobweb out of it.
Those cobweb decorations,
they're
bad. Fall into your do not buy category.
Do not buy.
If people take away one thing from the segment, please, please, please do not cover your hedges in that kind of webbing netting material. It is so awful for our pollinators, little birds, butterflies, especially if there's ivy in the hedge and the pollinators getting their late pollen off that. If you have seen these, they're far more visually impactful and aesthetically cool to be doing. Anyway, the webs that are hanging down from houses, which are now kind of thicker ropes, have been replacing these over the last few years. They look really cool. They're much cooler to have in your house, but also they'll come in and out each year. Whereas that netting that's getting stuck in your hedge, killing loads of bugs and birds, is just going to be going in the bin each year. And it doesn't look great anyway. Even when you spend ages and ages spreading it out, because it takes ages to do that out of the package, please dodge those webs. They're absolutely awful for the environment.
Use the rope one, and then you can use it, as you say, next year.
Absolutely,
and year
again
after,
and again.
Year after. Now, I want to go back to my t-shirt yarn, because I'm fascinated by this. It's another thing. Once I listen to The Eye of the Tiger, I'm going to be watching videos how to cut up the t-shirts, because I would imagine if you wanted to dress up as a mummy, for example, you could use it for that, could you?
You could, but bed sheets would be really good for that as well, because t-shirts, because it becomes yarn because it curls. So that wouldn't be great for a mummy, but bed sheets are perfect for that.
And are we ripping them up, or what are we doing?
We're ripping
them
up, yeah. And actually, it's really fun to just put a little snip on a bed sheet, because a cotton or a poly cotton will do this. And you can just put a snip at the edge, and then you can rip it. Yeah. And it's so satisfying.
Pumpkins. Fionnuala, you don't want us to waste our pumpkins or put the pumpkin filling out into the lawn or out into the ground, because it's wasteful, isn't it?
Just to add to what Aaron said there, I'm having glorious flashbacks to my 18th birthday, which is a toga party. So everyone is just in their various bed sheets without ripping them as well. If you need a really last minute costume, that's a handy one. But yeah, the pumpkins are great. I think a lot of people now are getting very good at keeping different bits, be it for curries or different kind of things, if you're roasting it up, or then people can toast the seeds as well and have those. I think in our little Halloween box growing up, we had little necklaces made out of the seeds. God bless my mum's patience stitching all of them onto a thread, but there's loads
of fun
you can have with them.
God bless her patience, is right.
Absolutely. I'm sure it wasn't us doing that with needles at that age trying to make the necklaces, but they lasted for years. So that was a great fun little thing to be doing with those. But with the pumpkins as well, absolutely use all that you can. I've fallen into a habit now. I know people love carving them. If you are lazy like me, they will keep a lot longer if you don't carve them, but I totally appreciate the joy that people get out of doing that. But then when you are clearing out the innards, a lot of people after Halloween will think, oh, this is a vegetable, I'm just going to throw this out here into wildlife, nature will eat it and that'll be great. Please don't do that. We're having lots of issues all over Ireland with our wildlife, say our hedgehogs who are getting ready for hibernation, finding these discarded pumpkins after Halloween and going, oh great, this is a big food source. Pumpkins are not native to Ireland, so any animals who are about to hibernate who are eating these are going to get really sick then, and that's not something we want to do. So please, when you are getting rid of them after Halloween, straight into your compost bin, not off out into the wild where nature can find them.
Okay, and maybe decorate them intact and don't bother carving them at all. Mightn't be a bad idea.
A lot less A&E visits if you're not trying to stab a knife through them.
Exactly. Now, Aaron, a spider costume. How do I make a spider costume?
So there is a really great way to make a spider costume. You get a black top, you can crop it to whatever length you want, and old tights.
Oh, yes.
Old black tights, and cut off the legs. And then you can use actually old like pillow or cushion stuffing to stuff them. Which is a really great thing to do, because that type of household textile can't actually be recycled and charity shops don't accept them. So to be able to reuse that type of textile, household textile waste, is really good. So you're basically stuffing the legs and you are attaching them onto your black t-shirt with a needle and thread.
Do you need to stitch those on quite tightly so that they stand out from the t-shirt? Or how do you make sure that they do?
You can do it that you're actually attaching them with a string to your arms.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
So
that when you lift up your arms, you can kind of move them. So you now can animate them a little bit.
My poor sewing is not under so much pressure if you do that. But that's actually another thing to dispel. You don't have to be good at sewing to
do this.
A little runner stitch would do.
And it's a really, I get really excited for people, because, you know, I'm all about encouraging people to like explore their creativity through textile reuse and upcycling. And this is such a perfect opportunity to do that without it needing to look absolutely brilliant. So you're kind of getting to practice your sewing skills a little bit. And as long as it holds for your evening.
For 2 hours, that's all. You just need it for 2 hours, which again brings us back full circle to don't buy them. You know,
we all make this
mistake. I think it's because, you know, you're under pressure for time, but instead of carving the pumpkin, maybe carve out a bit of time to come up with a costume.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's so beneficial in the long run for all of us and for everything is kind of slowing down that bit, you know?
Yeah, there's all sorts of benefits to it. Yeah. You're absolutely spot on.
And just if you are sewing with a needle and thread, to tie a knot at the bottom of your thread, use a double thread so you're kind of it's stronger, and then do a securing stitch at the end of your bit of stitching,
because so that will
hold it in place.
Unraveling.
So that's securing stitches, three small stitches over each other.
Okay, that's good advice for us novices. Do you sew, Fionnuala? Do you?
I try. I'm nowhere near Aaron's level. I have done a class there and it was so empowering. I'm able to fix all the little rips in any of my clothes now, which is amazing. But like that, I think makeup is a brilliant way that people can utilise what they already have in their outfit, be it whatever. I've done a corpse bride before when I was a student and I didn't have a scent to my name. Little bit of fake blood, a really white face of makeup, and off you go off into the night and you're having a ball. So makeup can really, really carry a look without you needing to invest in this absolutely cinematically perfect costume. And again, there's so many tutorials on social media for different kind of things like that. So that could be a fun one to be practicing.
Great
as well.
Advice. Thank you so much, Fionnuala Moran and Aaron Murphy. And Aaron is from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun and they run great courses where you can find out more about all of this stuff. Right, we're going to take a break. Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven will be with us after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.